Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bryn Smith. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bryn Smith. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Borde. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Borde. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Dreesen reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Vanabil pinch hits for Mike Ramsey. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing shortstop. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Bordy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Rene Gonzalez. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Moreland moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Moreland moves to third. Say moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hatcher pinch hits for Rich Borde. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews is hit by the pitch. Dernier moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Say scores. Davis moves to second. One out. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Danron pinch hits for Tim Stoddard. Henry Cotto pinch hits for Danron. Gary Lucas now pitching. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is walked intentionally. Rick Grapenthin now pitching. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Cotto moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Jim Wolford now playing third base. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott pinch hits for Doug Flynn. George Frazier now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Roy Johnson. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is hit by the pitch. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Tom Lawless now playing second base. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Say reaches second base with a double. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. James juggles the ball. That's an error on James. Say scores. Davis moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey pinch hits for George Frazier. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-5, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dernier is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Bob James. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Razor Shines pinch hits for Tom Lawless. Razor Shines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shines strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Brian Little now playing second base. Razor Shines now playing third base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Durham moves to second. It's 10-5, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Say moves to second. It's 11-5, Cubs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Delone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Delone moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.